This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Baby boomers have often been called the sandwich generation, caring for children still at home and aging parents still in their own home. Many people struggle to find the right way to talk about some tough choices. Even when seniors don't need nursing home care, they could need a smaller house or an apartment that does not need outside maintenance.
Yet they often resist the change even when they know they need to make it. And their children or younger loved ones also sometimes resist having the conversation for a variety of reasons. Bruce Nemovitz is a full-time realtor and senior real estate specialist who's been helping families navigate this transition. He's the author of two books on the subject, the latest of which is called Guiding Our Parents in the Right Direction. Bruce, welcome to the show.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
How did you get interested in helping seniors transition from their family homes into whatever the next phase is? I mean, you have a real estate background, but what got you interested particularly in filling that particular gap?
That is a great question. I've been in the business for about 37 years, and into my career, I was realizing, as I met seniors, that there were some needs that were not being met. A friend of mine asked me to speak at a senior community about issues because seniors were procrastinating. They just weren't making the move that they should to benefit their health and well-being. So as I thought about it, I went on a few more appointments at that time, and then I saw this wonderful lady. Her daughter was with her, and she was planning on making a move from her longtime home. And her daughter said, you know, I just have to tell you something. She said, you know, the last realtor that was here talked only to me, and this is my mother's home. My mother was sitting there, and she said, when can you have her out of the house? As if she was a piece of furniture. And when I heard that, I knew it was time that I just wanted to dedicate my career to focusing on seniors and their families make the move from their longtime home, because it is so daunting. These are great people, and it really takes a lot of different companies, services. They can't just get up and move. They've been there for 50, 60 years, some of them.
There's also that attachment, not only to the place, but what it represents, mm-hmm. which I would think would be their own autonomy, their own independence, which I think a lot of people think they're losing.
It's very much similar to somebody that's been a realtor their whole life. That becomes your identity. And for seniors, anyone who's been in their home for 30, 40, 50 years, raised their family, their home does become their identity. And losing that identity can be daunting. It can really, really cause a lot of emotional issues, procrastination, depression. And so this can't just happen overnight. This is quite a process. And if followed correctly, it can be very successful, but going into it not knowing what you're doing can really cause a lot of family dysfunction and many other issues.
So it sounds like in addition to being a realtor, it's almost like you have to be at least an amateur psychologist, too. You have to understand how those family dynamics are playing out.
Absolutely. I actually do consult with a psychologist I know. His name's Alan Walkenstein. He's well-known, and he's helped me along with some of these issues. And one of the things that he told me when children are trying to help their parents, as many of you are, he said, you know, there's so much guilt that you just aren't measuring up. You haven't done enough for your parents as you're going through this process. But what he reminded me, and I'm reminding you, is that just remember that at the time you were doing all you could at the time it was happening. We tend to look back and think we should have done more, but you're doing the best you can at that time.
So what are some of the things that adult children can do to help their parents or anyone who's in that position? Maybe, the elder doesn't have any children. Whoever's in that position of trying to help them guide this sale of this house, this identity that they now have to shift. What are some of the basic things that people can take away?
I think most importantly, you do not want to talk at your parents. When I'm speaking of seniors for this purpose of this conversation, we're talking about folks that are 78 to in their 90s. The children that we're talking about are basically the baby boomers from age 50 to probably 70 years old. One of the most important things that I can stress is to have a conversation and not talk at your parents, but talk to your parents. So often we want to help our parents and we use the personal pronoun, I. Mom, I want you to move. Mom, I'm worried that this home just isn't working for you anymore. I'm worried about the neighborhood. I'm worried about your health. Well, basically, it's I. What we want to do is ask them how they feel. What are their feelings? Let them talk about it. Try to reverse the roles and make believe this was you and your children are wanting you to move from your longtime home.
So what do you do then if a parent says, I just want to stay here, and you know that that's really not possible, whether for health reasons, economic reasons, whatever the reasons are, how do you then... You listen to your parents, and they say, "Oh, I don't want to move, and I want to be here." How do you then take the next steps to say, you know, this can't happen?
I think it's important to always get to the why behind the what. What they are doing is procrastinating, but why? What's behind that? In my first book, Moving in the Right Direction, I did a survey, and one of the questions I asked was, what is preventing you from making this long-time move that you probably should make, you know you should make, but you're just not doing it? And the number one answer was fear of change. It's fear of going from a known to an unknown. You know the stores, you know the doctors, you know your neighbors, and there's a fear of the uncertainty of where you're going. So what's really behind it is just not knowing what's ahead. So I think the first step is to get out there and maybe look at some of the options that are out there. Go for a tour. There are so many wonderful senior communities and apartments available. And maybe go for a lunch at a few of them and just, you know, see how mom and dad like it. And, you know, look at the feedback you're getting from the residents. It's just really important, I think, to look at options so that there's hope at the other end. If you don't know where you're going, that just increases the fear.
I think also a lot of parents fear that there's nothing in between their own home and a nursing home, that there's no interim steps, that they're immediately going to be shuffled off into a nursing home and forgotten about. Are there ways that you found to help reassure parents that that's not necessarily what's going to happen, particularly if they don't need to go to a nursing home?
Absolutely. And first, talking about nursing homes, it used to be probably 20 years ago, the average stay was 4 years, 5 years, and now the average stay is 6 months. Now, why is that? Because the housing available has totally changed to accommodate seniors with their health and mental needs, such as independent care, assisted care, and a continuum of care. And these are all terms used in the senior community. But the point of that is that you basically can move in if you are independent at the time. If things do change with your health needs, you can stay in the same room and it can become an assisted care. And if need be, there's rehabilitation in the nursing home and back to the assisted care. So it's very comforting, I feel, for older adults when they do visit these communities to see that, yes, I can be lively, I'll have more to do than I've ever done, I can stay active, yet if things do go wrong, there's another option and I may not have to go anywhere, even leave my room.
I also know, or suspect at least, that finances are an issue for a lot of people, or at least concern about finance. How am I going to pay for this? I don't want to pauper my children. I don't want to, if I have a spouse, I don't want to pauper the spouse. What kinds of advice do you offer folks who might be resisting because of the financial piece of it?
I work with many senior planners and financial consultants, and I think it's important for the not only the older adult, but their children maybe to collaborate and visit with a financial manager. There's senior planners out there, and what these are, they offer services to look at your entire financial situation because there's so many issues with Title 19. If the money does run out, are they going to kick me out? This is what I hear. And so we want to know exactly what we really do have in the way of assets. I do find, for whatever reason, many older adults tend not to count their home as part of the assets. And for many, 40% of their estate is their home. So not being realistic creates fear. So it's important to talk to a financial consultant, an accountant, or a senior planner with your family.
So once you've done that and you have come to some sort of family agreement that, that this move is going to happen, what are some of the next steps to make it as painless as possible for the older adult who is making that big change?
Well, one of the things we haven't talked about, it's the elephant in the room, and that is downsizing. The older generation, many have grown up through the Depression or after the Depression, but are affected by not letting things go. Obvious reasons, they didn't have anything at that time, and when they finally did, they weren't going to let that chair, you know, that toaster, whatever, leave the room. So I find the not only children, but the older adults are totally sensing overwhelming feeling about downsizing the home. That becomes, at my seminars that I give around town, one of the topics that everybody wants to hear about. How am I going to downsize a home of 40, 50 years? However, the good news, there are many, many companies out there. They're called move managers, and I work with several of them, one in particular. And what they will do is come and they will counsel with them and help them to sort out things, what you want to keep, what you want to donate, what you want to sell. They'll coordinate an estate sale. They'll even work with us, the realtor, to thin the house out before we sell the home. And we work sort of as a team. I find that if you try to do this on your own, not only the children and the senior, it is overwhelming because you haven't done it before. You don't know where to start. Family wants to help, but I find many times that when somebody tells me I'm going to do this myself, the average time it takes is about 5 years.
Wow. That's a long time to be in that kind of transition.
In other words, don't do it yourself. Seek help. Ask for help. And one of the traits of the senior population that we're dealing with, they're very, very fiercely independent. They do not want to ask for help. I'll do it myself. I've done it myself my whole life. Of course, it entails going in the basement, lifting up 200-pound objects. But I, you know, I'll do it. And the realism is just not there. So
right.
Bringing in these move managers just so that they can see it's only a fraction of what they're going to get for their home, but we can all work in concert and make this a really smooth and easy process.
Well, there's another elephant in the room that comes around to possessions and things, and that is when family members are fighting over particular things. Mm. How do you help folks negotiate that? Who do you bring in to help, you know, if children are fighting over a particular object or parents want somebody to have something and they don't want it? That there's that that happens too, I imagine.
You touched on a really important subject, family dynamics, and this does enter into this process, and it must be acknowledged. It is the elephant in the room. I often tell people to think about having a family meeting before this even begins, because many times one sibling doesn't want mom to sell the house, the other does. One sibling thinks it's worth X amount, the other another amount. You have varying opinions, and especially when there are siblings out of state. They may come in on a weekend and want everything done in about 3 days because they can see mom or dad has really changed and needs to move from the home. So you're dealing with all these dynamics. And I think as far as personal property, I think that becomes secondary after talking about the general issue of the well-being for mom and dad. Then when it comes to downsizing, I tell people to put a post-it slip and put your name on it at the house, have a party, whatever you want to do, to let mom or dad know that you want that object. I find most families do not fight over that. It's very rare. But what does happen is when a child does not let mom or dad know they want their jacket from the high school they attended, and it becomes thrown away, and that's very irritating to the child, but they never told mom or dad that they didn't want them to throw it away. So the communication is really important.
So if there is one thing that you could tell people who are listening to this right now, the most important thing from your perspective, what would it be?
Communication, talking to each other, mom talking to their daughter or son, their son or daughter talking to mom and dad. Express feelings, express your fears, talk about that. I think once we talk more and more, not at mom or dad, but to them, and talk in a way that's loving. I think that it can change the mood, it can change the conversation, and try to get behind why they're procrastinating, why they're not moving, how are they really taking care of the home or not taking care of the home. And I think that's a good beginning to have an open, honest conversation.
And it also sounds like that there are a lot of resources available to help people transition.
In my practice, I work with my wife, Jean, and we have aligned ourselves with some of the best people in the city. And we make this sort of like a one-stop shop because we know to be calling all different services, not knowing who they are, is not only daunting, but it can be the wrong decision. So we have a team, for instance, of a move manager who will take care of the entire packing, sorting, estate sale, the actual move. We have a stager we work with. Sometimes people like to move out first, and homes don't really appeal vacant, so we can put some furniture in and maybe a little paint. I have contractors that we've used for years that we trust. So I work with Senior Planning, which is a company that will assess their needs and look at financial and physical and mental situations to help guide people to the right communities to match their needs. I work with attorneys, elder law attorneys, because there's many Title 19 issues. What happens when the money runs out?
Again, yes, Medicaid kicks in and you have to worry about that.
Exactly. Yeah. And mm-hmm. that is very common. But again, estates need to be looked at, and you want to visit an attorney because, again, you can make many mistakes not knowing what you're doing and find out later when it's too late.
Bruce Nemovitz is author of two books, Moving in the Right Direction and Guiding Our Parents in the Right Direction. He's also a full-time realtor and senior real estate specialist in the Milwaukee area.